message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And I want to thank God Almighty, who has called us all out of darkness into the light of His dear Son, and who has redeemed us from the shackles of sin and death and translated us to the life eternal. We give Him all the glory for this great opportunity. I didn't count it ordinary to know God. It's a great privilege. And I thank God for that and for calling me into the work. I say may His name alone be praised. Hallelujah. Today we are looking at assessing the hand of God via godly character. Yesterday we studied about assessing the hand of God via what? Upliftment. Uplifting the destiny of man via what? Grace. Hallelujah. Day before yesterday, Mama talked about prayer. And tonight, among all the things that we'll be studying in these 12 days, we want to look at via godly character. We all know that we live in a characterless generation. This generation does not really have character. The way I can put it, I don't know how to put it. Hallelujah. You see, God wants us to be the best in all areas of life. Even God wants us to be the best that we can be in all areas of life. But I tell you, even in your character, God wants you to be the best. However, as good as this statement is, that is not 100% true. What is 100% truth is that God wants us to be the best that He has created us to be. Not the best that we can or we could. Because your best may actually be 25% of what God has created you for. God wants us to be the best that He has created us for. Even in our character, in every aspect of our life, God wants us to be the best. Where godly character is lacking, grace for exploit, grace for the manifestation of the hand of God can never exist. When you lack godly character, because our God is a holy God, is a pure God. He's not one that likes amulumala. That is not here, not there. No. God hides His focus. His eyes is single. Praise the Lord. Like I said earlier, we live in a characterless generation where godly character is seen as obsolete. Godly character is seen as old-fashioned. So when you see someone with godly character, they are swegbe. This one does not know what is happening. He's not trending. He's not a trending guy. Hallelujah. It's not a trending girl or trending babe. They don't use girl again. It's now babe. Hallelujah. And they use one word that I don't like. One queen like that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want the hand of God in your life to be evident in your life, you must be a man or a woman with godly character. Because we are not of this world. Hence, our character cannot be the same with this world. John chapter 15, verse 19. The Bible says, ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hated you. Your character cannot conform with the character of the world. You cannot enjoy the manifestation of the hand of God if your character is parallel, as in it's going pari passu with that of the world. It cannot be. Praise the Lord. Our character must be that of God, because we are sons and daughters of God. To assess the hand of God, we must be ready to conform to the standard of God. And the standard is that we live a godly life. What is godly character? Number one, godly character is to walk in excellence, moral standard, and attitude. Number one, godly character means to walk in excellence, moral standards, and attitude. Excellence, moral standard, and attitude. Number two, it means to live and behave in a manner showing and reflecting the very nature of God. To behave, to live your life in a manner that is showing and reflecting the very nature of God. When people see you, you don't need to tell them that I'm a Christian. They will know that you're a Christian. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've shared with us before how I went somewhere to get something. And as I got there, trying to negotiate, and I was talking with the owner of the company, the man said, "Are you a winner?" I said, "Yes." He said, "No, I mean, are you a member of Winner Chapel?" I said, "No, I'm not a member, but I'm a winner." Then I asked him, "Why? Why did you ask?" He said, "Because of the way you are talking." I said, "How am I talking?" He said, "You are talking like the way they used to talk." I said, "Yes, because I belong to that family." There is something that is particular about them that this man could identify. And this man is from the other faith. And he could identify something unique. So if you are a child of God, your character must be reflective. It must reflect Christ. The very nature of God, that is godly character. Number three, godly character is, or can be defined, or can be said to be, as walking and living a lifestyle of godliness. A lifestyle of godliness. A lifestyle of righteousness. A lifestyle of holiness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And many times, many of us believe that once I give my life to Christ, I will have godly character. Once you give your life, say, "I'm now born again," then I will have a godly character. No. That's why you see some people that are born again, but they are like tigers. Hallelujah. You cannot relate with them. Let me tell you this. It may sound funny, but it's the truth. Salvation is free. But godly character does not come with salvation. Because it is your spirit that is born again. Your body is still your body. Your spirit and your soul is what is born again, that is recreated. But your body, this flesh, is still the same flesh. And that is why the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that be ye transformed by the word. Be not conformed to this word. Be not conformed to this word. That's a complete statement. What makes you not to be conformed to this word? What makes you to be different from this world, hallelujah, media, God help you, is that you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. What that mind is talking about there is your character. That what will now be the result when your mind is renewed, that ye prove what is that good. That is, you now start doing things that are good. You now start living in a good way. Your life is now depicting Christ and acceptable and perfect will of God. That is, you are now living the life of God. Praise the Lord. So the first thing is for you not to be conformed to the world. You have to develop your godly character. Praise the Lord. You develop your godly character. And how? You cannot develop godly character by flesh. Because flesh cannot fight against flesh. What empowers you and engraces you to develop a godly character is the new nature of Christ that is in you. And that is your salvation. So after salvation, you are engraced now to begin to grow in Christ. And grow Christ. You grow in Christ and you grow Christ. That is, as you are growing, Christ is growing in you. The more of you, the more of Christ. Hallelujah. So the flesh is crucified while Christ is engraced in your life. I pray for someone tonight that God will give you the grace to live a godly character in the name of Jesus. There is no way you can experience the hand of God with ungodly character. Samson started as an anointed man of God. But the moment he lost character, the anointing departed from him. The hand of the Lord upon him left. And his enemy plucked out his eye. They gave him a blender. I don't know the Yoruba name. Grinding stone. Grinding stone. So yeah, begin to grind pepper. The Bible said he was grinding corn, wheat, for the enemy to eat. This was a mighty man, but he lost character. He missed it in the place of character. And the hand of the Lord that was upon him, right from when he was in his mother's womb, departed from him. May that not be your case in the name of Jesus. So, because many of us might be thinking, what has character got to do with the hand of God? You cannot be a carrier of the mighty hand of God if you are not a man that has godly character. Praise the Lord. Quickly, what are the examples of people that assess the hand of God via godly character? Number one is a man called Daniel. The book of Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to 3. A man called Daniel. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over there, these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the prince might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Darius was like the man ruling the then known world, was the world superpowered, and he has 120 nations under him, and he wanted to set presidents over them. And this president will now report to three most superior presidents, and among these three most superior presidents, Daniel was preferred. Why? An excellent spirit was found in him. Why was an excellent spirit found in him? Because Daniel was a man of godly character. If you look at the book of Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible said, this Daniel proposes in his heart that I will not defile myself. He will not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. Hallelujah. Now, Daniel was in a strange land. Father is not there. Mother is not there. Perhaps uncle, brother, sisters, they were not there. They were in captivity. And he found himself in the palace. It's like somebody living in Nigeria and finding himself in White House to be an advisor to Donald Trump. And he said, you will be eating the same food that Donald Trump eats and be drinking the same wine that Donald Trump drinks. But however, we have to offer it to idol first and dedicate it to idol because that's our custom. You'll be riding his car, his limo and all that. I dare to say many people will jump at the offer and say, all these years that I've been suffering in Nigeria, now I'm here, I will enjoy myself. Or they said, all you need to do is do certain things that is contrary to the Bible. But this man made up his mind that he would not defile himself. He will not do what is wrong. He was a man of character. A man that even in the face of highest form of intimidation, if you read that story very well, the Enoch was like, look, I will not do what you want. He has to negotiate and say, look, please, just allow us for some weeks and check us. And the Bible said, him and his friends, they were better, far better than all those people that were eating whatever. I dare to say, you find yourself in a situation where you choose between integrity and cash. integrity, and you understand, USD. A man of character will choose character, integrity. It's difficult, right? Isn't it? But that's the truth. And it is godliness that enthrones. But the contentment with godliness is what? Great gain. You cannot put character down and expect God to bless the ungodly thing you are doing. It's not possible. So your character must depict Christ. And we have defined character as attitude, way of life, how you behave. Number two, person that excel and enjoy the hand of God via godly character is a man called Joseph. In the book of Genesis, chapter 39, a man called Joseph, in the book of Genesis, chapter 39, and I'm going to read quickly. Now, and the Lord was with Joseph, Genesis 39, 2. Can you see that? The Lord was with him. The hand of the Lord was with him. And he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. So Joseph found favor, in verse 4. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then the servant, the master made him an overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put under his authority. He made him an overseer and put everything. And it came to pass from that time he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian because the hand of the Lord was upon Joseph. For Joseph's sake, not because the Egyptian was a righteous man, for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught out what he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a godly what? Goodly person. Joseph was a what? Goodly person. That translation means Joseph was a man of good character. Good character. Good character, godly character, and well favored. Godly character attracts favor. Godly character attracts and magnetizes favor. You cannot be a woman with godly character and your husband will not love you. He will love you perfectly. You cannot be a man of godly character and your wife will not honor and respect you. She will. You cannot be a student with godly character and the lecturer will not honor you and favor you. You might say, if you don't read, you will not be favored. Yes, you can't be a person with character and not be a person that study, because they work together. Hallelujah. It is lack of character that makes somebody to write. You already know this thing is coming out. At least you have an idea. Then you now write everything on your lap. As a lady, you said lecturer would not want to put his eyes. He's a male lecturer, and maybe he's a pastor, or he's an afar. He would not want to put his eye to look. So I will write it on my lap. You're not having character. You know it's going to come out. So why not read? It's lack of character that makes a man see another woman. There is nothing in woman A that is not in woman B. Everything is same. I'm chasing after this one is because the person has no character. And such cannot be blessed. Praise the Lord. This man, Joseph, he was a man of character. Even when the master's wife put a eye on him, the man still remained a man of character. And he said, it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. She cast her eyes upon Joseph. Say, mercy, Lord. And she said, lie with me, woman of no character. Lie with me, ungodly. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master knoweth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he had into my hand. But only you he didn't give to me. But that is not the one that is most powerful. Only you. He gave him everything. But you are his wife, so you have your place. Say, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? I tell you, if he has accepted the woman's proposals, the best he will be is chief servant. But we all know the end of the story. This man rose to become the prime minister in Egypt, next to the king. An historian has it that Potiphar was actually the chief of guards. That is, the commander of the brigade of guards. It's in the Bible. So, Joseph becoming the prime minister, it means that Potiphar will report to him. So, what do you think Potiphar's wife will do? Hallelujah. You just imagine it. Character. Godly character. Elevates. Took him from servant prison to become the prime minister. I pray that godly character will lift you up in the name of Jesus. May God give you the grace for godly character in the name of Jesus. Number three, because of my time, is a man called Job. Job chapter 1. I read from verse 1 and 2. Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect, powerful, and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Verse 2. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Can we go to verse 5? Can we go to verse 5? Let's go to verse 8, where God was bragging about him. Go to verse 8. Verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, as thou consider my servant Job, that there is none like him in the head, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and eschewed evil. A man of godly character, God boasts about. God was making younger about Job. Can God boast about you? Okay, God is too mighty. Can your friend or your father, your mother, your wife, your husband, can they boast about your character? Can they say, I know he cannot do it. I know he's a man of character. Job was a man of character. And in all, this man remained resolute. And God blessed him so much. Greater than how he started. You will end greater than all that has been before you in your family, in the name of Jesus. You will not lose your character and integrity in the name of Jesus. This man was a man that, even in the face of toughest challenges, he remained a man of godly character. Quickly, how to develop godly character. Number one, abstain from every appearances of evil. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. Abstain from appearances of evil. Number two, ask for the grace and help from God in prayers. And that's what we are going to do tonight. Ask for grace and help from God in prayers. Number three, make a conscious effort with the help of the Holy Spirit to work in godly character. Make a conscious effort with the help of the Holy Spirit to be a man, a woman of godly character. Number four, constant study of the word of God. The Bible says, how can a youth keep his way except by the Lord, only by the Lord? The psalmist says, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. The word of God cleanses. The word of God. How many of us know that the word of God is a two-edged sword? It shapes you. Have you ever seen where they are trying to carve something? How many of us know carvers? Those ones that carve things with wood. They come with different machetes, knives, eggs and tools, chisels, and they will be cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting until they get the perfect shape. That is how the word of God does. It breaks you down, breaks, chisel away the unwanted things from your life, chisel away things that are not right, remold your character. Praise the Lord. I shared with us some time ago, I had a little misunderstanding with one of my neighbors, and I said, this woman does not greet, so me too, I will not greet. After all, I don't even know how to greet, so I will just say hi if she say hi. And I go to church, studied, and I read a particular scripture. They say, your neighbors are given to you by God. And you say, you see, so God is the one that gave you, so you have to relate. Ah, I went back, I told my wife, I said, from today I've changed. I've changed. I greeted in the morning, afternoon, night, every time. And now the woman too has changed. She greets, even before I greet, she will greet me. If I remain resolute, my character will be degenerating. It will go from not greeting to bitterness, from bitterness to hatred, to that is it. It just be going. So the word of God shapes you, chisel out, cut out the unwanted thing, and hard the right thing. Love will be hardened. Patience will be hardened. Long suffering will be hardened. Temperance will be hardened. Ability to say no will be hardened. And several other good things will become hardened to you. Joy will be hardened. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number five. Follow example of great men. My time is up. Follow example of great men and women of God with testimonies of godly character. Follow their examples. Follow after people with godly characters. And last but not the least, you cannot do any of this if you don't have this last one. Be born again. You cannot work in the nature of God if you are not connected to God. You cannot work in the nature of God if you are not connected to God. Our character must reflect Christ. Let your character carry Christ. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good characters and bear that glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12 says, be thou an example of the believer. Be thou an example. Be thou an example. Be thou an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Let your life show forth Christ. And I pray that as you do this, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Tonight we are going to be praying, but before we do that, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. I want you to know you cannot exercise godly character if you are not connected to God, the owner of the godly character, the one that can give you the grace to work in godly character. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. If you are here tonight, you want to give your life to Christ, can you just raise up your hand? Or you want to reconcile yourself? You were once a child of God, but one thing or the other has made you to fall off. You want to reconsider. You want to come back to Christ. You want to submit your life to Christ. Once again, can you just wave your hand? I have limited time. Can you just wave your hand? You want to give your life to Christ tonight? Can you just wave your hand? Just wave your hand. If you are lifting that hand, can you lift it up very well? Lift it up very well above your head. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Let your name alone be glorified. Let your name alone be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. As many that are giving their life to Christ, if you are doing that, maybe you are watching us on the internet, you are doing that also. Just send us an email on the email that is being shown on the screen now, or you can send us a WhatsApp message via the number that is being displayed on the screen. I pray for everyone reconciling back to Christ tonight, that the Lord will receive you, accept you as one of his own, and turn your life around in the name of Jesus. The grace for godly character is is released unto you. From today, you begin to live in newness of life and be a carrier of Christ all the days of your life. And your name is written in the book of life in the name of Jesus. Can we rise up on our feet as we jam our hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are going to be praying tonight, and I want us to pray fervently. I love the way we prayed yesterday. Today, you know, as the thing is getting like that, it should be getting hotter and hotter. When you put water on the stove or the gas cooker, it's not immediately you put it, the thing start boiling. But as it says, the temperature keep increasing. So temperature yesterday, maybe 70. Today it should be 80. Praise the Lord. So we are going to say, Father, thank you for sending us your soul enriching word. Thank you for feeding us with your word from the start of this program. Open your mouth and begin to pray and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for sending us your word. Thank you for sending us your word. Your soul enriching word. Thank you, Father, Lord, from the beginning of this fast. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You're going to say, Father, increase my knowledge of your wish for my life. Help me to know my place in Christ Jesus. Help me, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Increase my knowledge in you. Increase my knowledge in you. In the name of Jesus. Increase my knowledge in you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We may not understand that prayer. When you know who you are with Christ Jesus, you behave yourself accordingly. If I know that my father is Donald Trump, do I need to go and queue at the embassy from 3 a.m. to get visa to enter U.S.? No way! I just said, Daddy, I want to come home. He will send the Air Force One to come and pick me with jet fighters. Hallelujah! Because of BH, they'll go and pick me, JJ, because I know who I am. But if I don't know, I will go and queue, and they will be telling you, reject, go back. So when you know who you, the knowledge of who you are, it empowers you to live the kind of life that God wants you to live. Say, Father, increase my knowledge of your wish for my life. Help me to know my place with Christ Jesus in you. In the name of Jesus, help me to know my place. Help me to know who I am in Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, help me, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. O Lord, every forces of the flesh, every forces of darkness that make me of no godly character, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every forces of darkness that is making my character not to conform to that of Christ, Father, let them be destroyed by fire. Anything in me that is not right, that is making me to misbehave and do things that are not right, Father, destroy them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to say, Father, help me to develop and walk in godly characters all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, help me to develop and walk in godly character all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I receive the grace. Lord, I receive the grace to walk in godly character. I receive the grace. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. There are some things that will be lost if you are not a man of godly character. Perhaps in the past, you have lost some things as a result of some misbehavior, misdeeds, like Samson. Now you want to come back to grace. We are going to pray tonight. You are going to say, Oh Lord, by your mercy, restore back to me by your mighty hand all that I have lost as a result of lack of character. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I believe you can pray more than this. Open your mouth and pray. Father, Help me. All that have been lost as a result of misdeed in the past. Father, restore. Restore. Lost opportunity. Lost favor. They are restored in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. My time is up already. This is the last prayer. I want you to pray this one with all your heart. Sometimes you can be a victim of ungodly character, either by yourself or by another person. Sometimes you are not the one. People that are kidnapped, they don't want to be kidnapped. Some people with ungodly character kidnap them, torture them, and sometimes kill some of these people. Some people. So we are going to pray to God, either by myself or by my mother or by my father. Some people, some parents have misbehaved, went to go and impregnate a little child, and the parent of the child put a curse on the man because of his ungodly character, and the curse is not following and fighting against the children's growth. Say, Boje, buy your money, yeah? That is how the life of your own children will be. Children that didn't even know anything. We are going to be praying to God and say, Father, I will not be a victim of ungodly character from any side, either by myself or by others. I will not be a victim of ungodly characters. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, I will not be a victim of ungodly character in the name of Jesus.
I will not be a victim of ungodly characters in the name of the Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Reject it. The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose here on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Open your mouth and reject it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I will not be a victim. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Can I hear a better amen? We are going to say, in the remaining part of 2019. Can I hear your voice? Say, in the remaining part of 2019. Good luck will come my way. Say, good luck will come my way. Open your mouth and prophesy. Open your mouth and prophesy. You are the prophet of your life. Begin to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I prophesy that in the remaining part of 2019, good luck will come my way. In the name of Jesus, everywhere I go, good luck shall be my portion. In the name of Jesus, everywhere I find myself, oh God, I will find good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck. I will not be rejected again. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I shall not be rejected again. In the name of Jesus, good luck will come my way. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, Father, turn our shame to testimony. I don't know that thing in your life that look like a shame, or in your family that look like a shame. I need you to pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. God did it for a man called Jabez. I need you also to pray because that God is still alive. Can you say, Father, turn my shame to testimony. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will turn my shame to testimony. That thing, oh God, that looked like a shame in my life, in my family, that looked like a reproach in my life and my family, Lord, turn it to testimony. In the name of Jesus, turn it to testimony. Let that be a turnaround. Let that be a miracle. Let that be a turnaround. Let that be a testimony. In the name of Jesus, Lord, turn it around and make it a testimony. In the name of Jesus, let the people gather. Those that have been mocking us, let them gather, oh God, and celebrate with us. In the name of Jesus, let our shame be turned to testimony. in the name of Jesus. Turn our shame to testimony, O God. Turn our shame to testimony, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, makata baya de bebe bebe bebe. Regege bobo shandala baya balabala. Ema bobo sondele ma paye rege rege rege. In the name of Jesus. Oh, ma roba sade baya. Embraye bo sondole makata baya. Turn our shame to testimony. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Like a mo sindele ma pa 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 pa. In Jesus' mighty name we are pray. Say, Father, let your hand perform what your mouth has proclaimed for my life. Again, say, Father, let your hand perform what your mouth has proclaimed for my life. Open your mouth and declare it. Open your mouth and tell God, Lord has proclaimed many good things to your life. The Lord has proclaimed that new chapter and new song is your portion this month. The Lord has proclaimed that you will live in sound health. The Lord has proclaimed that prosperity is your portion. The Lord has proclaimed that favor is yours. The Lord has proclaimed that progress is yours. The Lord has proclaimed that you fulfill your destiny. Open your mouth and declare it, tell it to God, Lord. Let your hand perform everything that your mouth has proclaimed for my life. In the name of Jesus, all your promises are yea and amen. Therefore, Lord, I pray that every of your promises for my life, let your hand perform it. Let your hands perform it. Let your hand perform it. Let your hand perform it. Let it happen speedily. Let it happen quickly. In the name of Jesus, everything that your mouth has spoken concerning me, every of your word have come to me. Every of your word have come to me via your word, via the scripture, via your servant, via everything, oh God, that you have used to communicate to me. Let your hand perform it. Let your hand perform it. Let your hand perform it. Let your hands perform it. Let your hands perform it. In the name of Jesus, let your hand perform it. Open your mouth and pray to God. Open your mouth and pray to God. I pray both. Let your hand perform it, Father. In the name of Jesus, you are the one that can do it. No man can do it, oh God. Therefore, Lord, I call unto you tonight that everything that your mouth has proclaimed over my life, let your hand perform it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every of your heart desire for me and my family, Lord God Almighty, let your hand perform it. Let your hand perform it. In the name of Jesus, everything, oh God, that you are saying concerning us, everything, oh God, that you have promised us, let your hand perform it. Let your hand perform it in the name of Jesus. Let your hands of wonder perform it. Let your hands of miracle perform it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Do something, do something, do something, do something, do something, do something. In my life, in my business, in my career, in my health, in my marriage, in my relationship. Father, do something in my life that will make men to know that I'm serving a mighty God. What will make men to know that I'm serving a mighty God, Father, do in my life today. Do something in my life that will make men to know that you are my God. Visit the root of my life. Visit my destiny. Visit my marriage. Visit my education. Visit my health. Pray. Let there be a visitation that will change my story permanently. Do something in my life that that we make men to thank God and to appreciate you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You will say, Father, let my enemies make a mistake that will advance my life. Let my enemies make a mistake that will push me forward, that will change my story. Lift your voice and pray. Cause my enemies to make a mistake that will advance my cause. Let those that hate me make a mistake that will change my story. Let those who are planning my destruction make a mistake that will take me to the throne. Let my enemies make a mistake that will lead to my beautification, decoration, advancement. Pray, pray, pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You will say, in the name of Jesus, let every evil decree against my life, let it be reversed now. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Every evil pronunciation against me, Father, reverse it. Father, reverse every evil pronunciation. Let every evil decree, let every evil decree, let it be reversed right now. 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 Let that evil plan be reversed. Let that evil decree be reversed. Let that evil orchestration be reversed. Whatever was done in the secret that is affecting me, oh God, let them be reversed today. 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 Mighty name we are praying. You will say, in the name of Jesus, let every evil decree against Impact House, let it be reversed today. Let every plan of the enemy against this commission be shattered. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Let every evil decree against Impact House be shattered. Let every evil pronunciation be destroyed. Let every evil orchestration be destabilized. Let the plan of the wicked, oh Lord, be scattered. He frustrated the tokens of liars. He made diviners mad. Father, frustrate their plan. Father, frustrate their intention. Father, frustrate their schemes. Father, nullify their evil plan. Father, destabilize their schemes. Father, destabilize their evil plans. In the name of Jesus, let their plan be destroyed. Let their plan be destabilized. Let their plan be destroyed. Let their plan be nullified. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, in the second half of this year, win multitude of souls unto yourself in this commission. Lift your voice and begin to pray. In the second half of this year, Father, draw men unto yourself. Make this church a church without walls. In the name of Jesus. Father, draw in multitude of souls. Cause them to be established. Cause them to be established. Cause them to be established. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, bring in abiding multitude. In the name of Jesus. Lagaya grada kaze kete gedea repetida ababa baradaya repeka zagra da 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 rabagaya braga gagadash repeketa gadarash. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want us to quickly bring out our expectation slips. If you don't have one, please wave your hand so that we can quickly give you one. Quickly, You don't have any expectation slips in your hand. Please wave your hand quickly so that we can make one available to you. Make one available to you. Please wave those hands. If lift your voice and pray. Pray with fervency. Cry to the Lord on various issues of concern in your life. Cry to God on various issues of concern in your life. Cry to God on various issues of concern in your life. Let's begin to give Him praise and glory and honor. Let's exalt Him. Let's thank Him. Let's magnify Him. Let's give Him praise. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a faithful God. Every time we call upon Him, He answers us. Let's appreciate Him. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him honor. Let's give Him adoration. Father, we thank You. Blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? I pray for everyone here tonight that as you have spoken to God from the depth of your heart, every single request is turned to testimonies in the name of Jesus. In your life and in your family, the hand of God will perform what His mouth has proclaimed concerning you in Jesus' name. I say the hand of God will perform what His mouth has proclaimed concerning you in the name of Jesus. He has proclaimed that you will be rich, and I decree you will be rich. He has proclaimed that you are healthy, and I decree you are healthy. He has proclaimed that you are successful, I decree you are successful. He has proclaimed that you will get married and have your own children. I decree that it is so in the name of Jesus. He has proclaimed that you have peace of mind. I decree you have peace of mind in Jesus. Any force of darkness attacking your peace of mind, today they are struck down in the name of Jesus. I decree a release tonight of the spirit and the grace for godly character in the name of Jesus. And every character dysfunction is hereby corrected here in the name of Jesus. Grace to stand for God in and out of church. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. It is done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.